the superpowers, and the foreign aid crisis of the 1960s. During the 1950s, Khrushchev, Eisenhower, and Kennedy pumped billions of dollars of aid money into third world countries in order to promote development, open African and Asian markets to Soviet and American goods, and acquire the loyalty of underdeveloped nations. In hindsight, the policies of both superpowers were tainted by naivete. Development experts in Moscow and Washington believed that third world industrialization could be easily jump-started by the injection of capital, technology, and know-how. The results of these policies were disappointing. It was not only that money was spent on ill-devised economic schemes, not to mention some abysmal failures. It was also that many aid recipients were not as loyal, democratic, or politically stable as the superpowers had expected. In addition, Afro-Asian countries disappointed both superpowers by playing the Soviet Union off against the U.S. in order to increase the amount of aid they were getting from each side. The ascent to power of new leaderships both in Moscow and in Washington between 1963 and 1964 created a new opportunity for a reconsideration of aid policy. Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin, Party Chairman Leonid Brezhnev, and U.S. President Lyndon Johnson were unwilling to maintain business as usual. In contrast to his predecessor, President Johnson's approach to foreign aid was to demand complete fealty from recipients, and he cut the flow of money mercilessly when they disobeyed. Johnson was fond of calling it the short tether policy. Likewise, Moscow, judging that Khrushchev's generosity had brought few tangible benefits, decided to cut its foreign aid budget and focus on mutually beneficial trade with developing countries. One can see a pattern here. Stalled economic progress in developing countries translated into a general feeling among aid donors that foreign aid was broken. It was doing no good either by the donors or the recipients. And so it happened that just when developing countries needed foreign aid the most to tackle their balance of payments issues, it became scarce. As will be demonstrated later, that had a real effect on Middle Eastern politics. In any event, modernization theory was cast aside.